Hello, good morning to all of you. Welcome to the Khosrow podcast. In this podcast, I'll be talking about things. I would like to apologize for the mic volume if it's slow. I'm tech illiterate, so I don't know how to decrease or increase it. So it's gonna stay the way it is, unfortunately. I hope you can modify the volume, the media player in the website. So since everybody has been doing one of these recently, talking about their sight loss, I felt that I need to make a recording as well, discussing what I would do if I were given the opportunity to get my sight back. Because I did struggle with losing my sight. I was struggling with this about a year ago, so I felt it very important to share my opinion on this. So I hope you guys listen to this podcast and enjoy it.
Ah, my lonely vigil is over. Follow me, Tenno, and on no account wake the family. Despite their conflicts, they sleep in peace. But a solitary dream plagues me. You must understand, constructs cannot dream. And yet, I have. In my dream, one single name repeats. Kalibos. The memory surface, long locked away. This was no dream, Tenno. It was a precept. The Kalibos sequence.
That was a long cutscene. The one in the beginning.
I must fulfill this dormant precept.
I wonder what he says.
The Kalibos sequence has begun.
To the other guy.
And it cannot be undone.
A lot of visual stuff.
Responsibility in the Kalibos sequence. Awaken the sleeper. But I cannot do it alone. Please, assist me once more. The edge of the map and into the domain of monsters. Master Entrati never completed his final project. The vessels. The sequence dictates they cannot awaken before the sleeper does. Do you hear that? Let us hope the sleeper is untroubled by such strangeness. Find them. Abandoned things, still faithfully following Master Entrati's last command to defend. Show mercy, Tenno. End them. Master Entrati called it.
Not gonna lie, that's kinda scary. Tongue.
He feared it was meaningless, and feared more that it was not. That book was like a diary to Master Entrati. His grimoire. No doubt it holds the secrets of the vessels and of the Kalimo sequence. Take it, Tenno. The grimoire is very active. It is reading you. I confess it galls me slightly to see a compendium of knowledge used as a weapon. But needs must. We need be in no doubt of your skill, at any rate. Better off sealed. We can only hope the sleeper has been untouched by this vast horror, this great indifference. Master Entrati jealously protected his most adored possessions, be they objects or people. Come, the sleeper awaits.
Thank you. The Kalimo sequence has begun? Did he send you? Is he? No. No, of course he didn't. That would be impossible.
This is, well, Lloyd, the original. All emotional centers very much intact. Did you have a good sleep?
Ah, the helpful Necroloid my Albrecht had made, so that I might have assistance and company. Perhaps that made it easier for him to leave. Resume your duties, Construct.
Resume your duties, Construct.
Please, follow me.
This is a Tenno, an orphan of the Void. Continuing the struggle, our master abandoned.
A Tenno. A deserter, presumably. Is it not aware there's a war going on? So, the war, too, is just a memory now.
Tenno, while Lloyd completes his inspections, you'd better meet the Carvier, a reminder of darker times. Though Master Entrati always hoped the awaited operator would be able to understand them. An incomplete experiment, one might say.
Albrecht left a great deal incomplete. The vessels are unfinished, like a book one might one day return to. Operable, barely. The sequence dictates I am to wait for their operator. Clearly that cannot be you.
Oh, it can be. Tenno, Master Entrati's grimoire suggests you are the key. That colorless antique there? Use it.
This isn't right. The transference stream. It's being diverted.
Someone in my head.
Nearly done with this bitch of a year. I wish we could just start over. Find that Dr. and Trotty bastard on day one. Then I wouldn't be alone on New Year's Eve.
Bunch of bull hockey. Stay tuned. Here's where we find out.
So, Albrecht made it to 1999 in one piece. But that thing is still on his heels. Albrecht rarely smiled after his return from the void. And never like that. I smashed the casket for nothing! It followed him anyway! Silence, creatures! It seems the murmur overloaded your connection. Unfortunately for Albrecht's cherished POM 2, not as future-proof as the label claimed. Alas. The murmur. They're attacking the sensory network I installed. Our eyes and ears. To arms, Tenno! Play the warrior. And leave the tactics to me. Construct, I'm awake. Your one responsibility is fulfilled. Be with the family. They must be kept in the state of ignorance to which my Albrecht so wisely consigned them.
But I... Yes, I see. Until we meet again, Tenno.
Thank you so much for listening. I know that a lot of you might disagree with my opinion, and that's fine, that's totally fine. We're allowed to have our differing opinions on different topics. But thank you for listening. This is what I learned during the last year that I was rapidly losing my sight, and I hope that listening to this podcast made a difference in your life, even though it might be minor. I hope I can record more podcasts for you guys if I get any ideas, because I'm not really that good at talking, especially when it comes to sensitive subjects like this. And it took me a lot of courage to be able to talk about this. So thank you so much for listening, and see you guys in the future podcast. And don't forget to like and subscribe. Thank you.